Are you sad and lonely? Do you find yourself frequenting houses of ill repute? Do words such as tragic, unattractive, off-putting, or just plain ugly describe you? If this be the case, then perhaps you should consider for yourself an arranged marriage.
I thought arranged marriages were for people in third world countries with low literacy rates and disease.
Well, think again. Arranged marriages are hip, cool, and now.
But what if I don't like an arranged marriage?
No matter. In a soulless corporate world, perhaps the answer is itself, corporate and soulless. And consider this. If you don't like the other person, then deal with it. You've entered into a legally binding contract, tethering yourself to your significant other for life.
Well, that doesn't sound very...
Deal with it. So call 413-887-7470 and have your marriage arranged today. Yeah. Deal with it. I said deal.
Yeah, we're trying to deal right now.
I've cried my eyes out. I'm doing okay. Come to terms.
It'll be all right, man. Life without a radio show will go on.
We'll try.
And now we've got Reverend Pat. No, Reverend Mike. And Reverend Greg. Pat's just standing in the background.
Good morning.
He's just...
We're just trying to get through it. And as the best
guys,
way we
it's
can.
Over.
And... Yes, but we...
Unless your song is so good, we raised $2 million.
Well, Greg and I were outside talking.
And we decided to honor Lou's memory with a song in D minor.
The which saddest is key of all.
The saddest chord of them all.
We realized that we don't need any other key to get across our love.
Not even A7, which is the happiest.
Who needs that?
No.
There's a surprise, though.
There's no joy in Mudville.
We don't know when it's going to come. It's all organic.
What's the name of the song that you wrote?
D minor.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now when we met Lou, it was on a dark night, and there was rain like tears from the sky. And Lou called out to Greg and I.
Oh, we're weeping for Lou. Oh, we're weeping for Lou.
So we followed him deep into the night, and we found ourselves at a bar. And Lou was there, and he had a guitar, and he said, I'm going to play a song.
In D minor, oh, 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 we're gonna sing for Lou.
In D minor. And Lou was on that stage, and he had every drug in the world. We don't know how or why or really if that's even possible, because I don't think they make some drugs anymore, and because the materials are pretty hard to come by, especially those antiquated Egyptian drugs that the pharaohs would smoke in the pyramids.
Indeed, smoking on the pyramids in D minor for Lou. Oh, Lou.
So he was on that stage, and he played for 18 hours. And at one point, the guitar shattered because he played so woefully. And so they gave him a washboard. And he played for 12 more hours until he had to do his laundry because he'd defecated himself from all the drug abuse. And so he went outside in the rain.
In D. Oh, it rained in D minor. Oh, Lou, why did you go into the sea of life? But not C minor, no, it's D. There's nothing deeper than the sea.
In D minor. And then after the 4 or so days had passed with Lou, we went outside and we smoked one last doobie of every drug. And he turned to Greg and he said, Greg, you'll know when the time is right. You need to go into the night.
And then everything was in G, and everything was great. And then Lou died and it sucked.
There's one kind of favor I ask of you.
to you. See that my grave is kept clean. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. Feel so bad it is a miserable shame.
Back here. This is Sweet Baby Lou, the Reverends of Folk Memorial Funeral.
We're doing okay.
And it's over. We just buried Lou's body underneath WMUA. 91.1.
Here, it's 5:30 in the morning.
Here at Amherst.
We're up for 5.5 hours.
It's 2 in the morning for those of you on the West Coast.
2:30, really. But who's counting?
And Lou's grave reads just as he wanted it to say. And it says, "And stay out."
We chiseled it ourselves.
And that's the way he was.
A self-chiseler.
I think we have another testimonial, someone who wants to say a few words.
Is this thing on? Are you, are people listening?
Yes, they are.
All right. Well, let me tell you a brief story about how I met my darling Frank. Lou, my darling Lou. He was my third husband, my second dog. And he was my favorite of them all. We met when we were young. We were only 75. And the entirety of the 3 days we were married, he was in a coma in the hospital. It was horrible. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And I only had one bag of meth, and it was horrible. And then I got better. The shakes haven't stopped, but it's okay. But he always loved this band. He would always talk about them when he mumbled in his drug-addled sleep. They were called the Electrico. Is that what they were called? The Electrico.
The telephone company.
That's the one.
And they're going to play right now.
I love them so.
Thank you, one of Lou's many anonymous wives.
And owners, apparently.
This is Sweet Baby Lou, and we have a half an hour left.
Oh, God. Well, it's been a pleasure.
It's always
a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Despite Lou's passing, the song we're going to play next is a David Bowie song. It was his favorite song.
He's a saddest alien.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Lou.
He's dead. He's dead.
The fuck is over. The fuck is over. This concert was useless. What do we do, Charlie?
Well, we're gonna have to fill up the car and make a bolt for the border.
I don't even know.
We're not going with you.
We're not going.
What? Why? Why?
We have to come.
Well, you know, Greg and I were talking, and we realized that it's time to.
It's just not worth it without Lou.
We just need to take the next step with Lou.
What are you talking about?
Well, we've decided we're gonna go walk into the sea.
Yes, the show is wonderful, but walking.
You guys are great. Like, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to see what they do to you.
I don't understand.
They're gonna tear you guys apart.
Where are you walking to? Like
the sea.
Are you going to drown alive?
No.
Oh.
We're just gonna become part of the sea, Peter.
Oh.
You Jesus.
Okay.
No, Jesus would go over the sea.
Do you
want to
walk into the sea?
I don't want to walk into the sea, man.
You know, I'm not going to lie, Isaac. That sounds sort of like a comparative literature kind of argument.
There's been
if we weren't over there comparing all of our literature, Isaac.
Please,
guys.
You're all wrong.
Yes.
I heard Lou put the last nail in. Never
mind. Let's go.
Anyway.
They're going to give us another song before it's all out.
If I can handle it. It's just been too much. I can't bear life.
Say it, brother.
Join us in the sea.
Say it.
After your next song.
Well, this song reminds me of the sea because I was there once with Lou and we were talking about it and he was on a methadone binge and
as usual.
It was just a typical driving experience on Highway 1 with Lou.
He stabbed the sea, didn't he?
Well, he wanted to. He talked about it multiple times, but...
Sounds like Lou.
He was always talking about things more than once.
It changed my life. This moment with Lou, he just was going about 85 on the highway, and it was a twisty mountain pass.
It's kind of slow for
him. Just let go of the wheel. He just told me to take control and drive the car.
He told someone else to take control.
That sounds better.
Driving the loop. I could be dead right now. Thanks to that man, and it changed my life. Why couldn't I go with him?
Songs.
Michael.
Songs heal pain.
Let's go.
Yeah.
cleaners in the front. Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballot Bridgeways of comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Bella speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. The elephants left town. People jump and jive, and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says, right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. It's making me crazy. It's making me crazy. Every time I look around. Every time I look around.
Every time I look around.
Every time I look around. It's in my face.
Sweet baby Lou, the rabbits are fucked.
And
we're facing down that our plot has failed. Our 6 hours of live music.
No one donated money.
No one.
You guys need to flee
not
soon.
Not a single
time. $83.
I hear the sirens.
It will be executed very soon.
Craig and Mike walk face first into the ocean. They're dead.
They're dead.
They're dead.
At least they're with Lou now.
And Lou is buried, and we've got nothing.
We got nothing.
No. We don't even have this show.
Who are we going to give it to? Who are we going to give it to?
It's somebody,
we have to leave.
Somebody's going to step forward at some point.
I'm sure they will.
So convenient.
I'm sure they will.
Or else the fuck will die.
Much as Lewis died, much as Greg and Mike.
Morty just killed himself.
Morty has jerked off with nitroglycerin. That's that.
You knew he was going to do it eventually. I mean,
he promised us on air he would. And he did.
He was such a sick, sick man. Like, it was going to happen.
And this is a, it's true.
It was so cool. I mean, you just screamed for a second. That was it. You think Morty Cardigan would die with this epic long
death?
It was all he needed.
He put up a fight like rest.
And even after all this time, we don't even know how Lou died.
That was it.
Never determined.
Screamed.
The cops failed. The cops failed.
We failed.
Everyone's
this whole thing was a failure.
Everyone's dead.
All
everyone's dead.
Dead.
Ah!
Well, thank you for those who are still listening to our last moments. Maybe alive.
You've listened to us as much as you have the past 3 years.
At least you're alive.
At least you're alive,
yeah,
and free.
Yeah, go about your life.
And happy.
Don't do methadone.
Take these lessons with you.
Live for us.
Don't make our mistakes.
So we're going to go out the way we came in.
Screaming.
Kicking and screaming.
And with a dash of meatloaf.
And a lot of methadone.
Meatloaf always gave Lou diarrhea.
And
it's true. So we're gonna close this concert out with a song.
Song for Lou.
For Lou.
Song for Lou and for lovers and for life.
For Lou! For Lou! You're my boy, Lou!
And for the radio.
You're my boy, Lou!
So if anybody has some last words, now's the time.
I would do anything for Lou's love right now.
Would you do anything for Lou's love right now?
Anything.
Would you do that?
For him, yes.
Oh.
I would do that.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Actually, everybody stick around. We're going to see something.
We're going to do that.
We've never seen before. He's going to do that. He's going to do that.
So that's it. We were the Reverends of Funk. For
the best thing you do.
And so did she.
And now this
goodbye,
is...
Goodbye, cruel world.
This is over, and thank you for everybody.
Thank you for tuning in.
Listen.
Last time we ever played PSAs on air. Because they're going to kill us.
I think... We just have to sing. One more time.
Oh, I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. Oh, no, I won't do that. I would do anything for love. But I'd rather hell and back. Do anything. Oh!
Pete, you in there?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, man. You packed?
I'm packed. It's time to blow this pop stand.
I filled up the gas tank. I figure if we drive really fast, we can make the border before anyone realizes we're gone.
Or at least that judge doesn't catch us.
It was really fast for an old man with one leg. That really baffled me.
We would have hated him. Do you think this was all part of his grand plan? That maybe he's still out there watching us? Sort of, you know, like leaving letters for us, like that movie with that one girl where she kept getting the letters?
I like to believe that...
P.S. I love you?
He doesn't really have a plan. You saw that movie?
I did.
Oh, I forgive you. Anyways, well, do you want to drive first? I've been, I don't know. I'm gonna drive into a off a bridge.
We forgot to write the note.
What note?
For the Reverends of Funk.
Are no more Reverends, man. Like, we were the Reverends. He died and left us all of his debt. We couldn't come up with the money.
What about Justin and Nick and all of them?
Oh yeah, that's true. They could do the show.
It's time for us.
Is it torch passing time? I don't know.
Sometimes if you love something,
would you let it go? Because usually I just squeeze it until I can't breathe. Then I bury it.
At least we're going to Mexico.